This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Governor Inslee's COVID vaccine mandate is spreading, and it's now been announced that 4-H volunteers have until October 18th to be fully vaccinated in order to continue their participation. State Senator Judy Warnick says the program relies on those volunteers.
It's just really frustrating that we're going to be penalized for trying to help the 4-H program.
But Warnick says the governor just doesn't seem to get it.
And I understand that the governor reacted to our press release by saying, well, it only takes one person to be a super spreader, whether they're paid or not.
And Warnick says 4-H is already hurting.
Without having the folks being able to volunteer, I'm really afraid that we're going to be hurting the program even more than it might be able to recover, because they were hurt last year.
As for the governor, Warnick says he needs to be more flexible.
I hope he listens. I hope that we can find a way around it, especially for volunteers, because, like I said, many of them are already next door neighbor or, you know, a relative of some kind. And some people just can't get a vaccine. So I hope you listen.
With so much of the program conducted outside, Warnick says safety protocols are already implemented without trampling on people's conscience or medical decisions.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.